Blog Talk Radio.
We are the world.
$1 trillion flow. From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. It's $1 trillion flow. New Orleans, Billsville, $1 billion flow. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. It was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People have melanin. We ask not, you have not. We ask you for what's ours. We are calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X.
All the pilots, all the airlines came and told, and they got a government payout. They got welfare from the government. And they told the government that there wasn't enough. Everybody get money from the government but the people. The airline company, all the airlines, you name W, all of them got money from the federal government. And we call it welfare. They call it a payout. When I look, Chrysler, Ford, General Motors got money from the government. And pay it back like they want it. What we're saying tonight in the $1 trillion flow, we need reparation. And we need reparation for our ancestors. And we need that. But tonight I want to deal with the $1 trillion flow. That was $6 trillion being in Afghanistan. And they didn't get nothing for it, and they lost the war. They left airplanes, tanks, and everything over there, guns, everything. Now, as we come back to America, as we come back and look at Chicago, Detroit, California, we are having problems right now with the floods, the storms, the tornadoes, back-to-back, global warming. Trillions of dollars have to be spent to fix up some of these cities. Trillion dollars got to be spent for the understructure, pipes are rotten, bridge falling, road ain't fixed. Where the money been going? The money been going overseas, but the money got to stay here in the USA for us to be where we out to. And what I'm saying tonight, stop the killing, save the babies. The $1 trillion flow tonight, and I want to tell you tonight that some of you need a financial breakthrough. And you're tired and you're giving money, but you ain't nothing coming back. But I want you to try the $1 trillion flow, the financial covenant from God. And once you work the financial covenant, then they got business. Now, I want to say this, those that got business, Sister Delta Walker of Delta Finance, and you need to contact her for her to help you. If you're getting a house, if you retiring and you need to invest your money, call Delta Walker. I got her number. I give it to you when you call me. Then I want you to call Sister Walker Hammer, and she take care of all the sea moths and different herbs. Now, right now we got Mary and Mary Cake Company. And you might need to call up if you want to cake or pie cook. You don't want to cook it. You don't have to go to Walmart. Then we got black women that can cook. And in Detroit, we got Sister Kim there with all kind of water and all kind of different herbs that you need. So call her, and she's in Detroit. Bright Star is up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. And she got Bright Star Production, and she do polling and hydrotherapy. That means she clean your bowels out, move the evil, and open up. You know, that would cause cancer, breast cancer, and all that because your body infects it. So she take care of that. And Mother, my Dr. Barbara in Houston do the same thing. Tonight, I'm trying to get some resources to you for 2022. I want you to be able to start your business. And I want to tell you, Sister Regina, I want you to write your book. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. We're talking about money. Everybody needs some money. And everybody that don't have money, but you got skills. You got to know how you can cook. You know something? You said, one lady said she worked on a job and the man fired her. She went home and started her own business right there in Jackson, Mississippi, selling cookies. She had a daughter going to Jackson State, and the daughter began to get the sales, and the son began to deliver. Now she got another house, and she's selling cookies, cakes, and pies. And what I'm saying to you tonight, in the $1 trillion flow, it's time for you to get your business up and running and begin to do something professionally where God can bless you and doors can open up for you quick, fast, and somebody will say in a hurry. So get ready for a breakthrough and get ready for God to touch you and get ready for a door for you. You know, I like this song in church when they sing it all the time. You can't be God-given. If you give out of your heart, God won't give back to you. If you got a need, you plant a seed. Dr. King said it so eloquent. If you don't have a job and you racism and white supremacy have kept us out of the job market, as we come in the job market, we got to bring other people in that market to help us in the business, the car business, the paint business, the construction business, the executive business. So we got doors got to be open up. That means I said trillions of dollars. But people, black people, money right now, buying power, is $6 trillion, maybe more than that. But where do the money go? The money got to come back to the neighborhood. Got to come back to rebuild the stores. Got to come back and build the infrastructure of the neighborhood. People don't look like us running the neighborhood, and we under them until we get ready to open up our own situation. And that's what we got to do. The $1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the $1 trillion flow. $1 trillion flow. coming from Egypt, coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, you saw I'm talking about the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you, poor and rich.
That one, we can be rich and we can help poor people. It's important for us to understand that we have to come together for the $1 trillion flow. And I'm going to say tonight, going into 2022, I see much success for some of you if you just hold on and get yourself together. And with all going on, God is still in control. And I want to say to him, more you give. And you know what I'm saying? The government ain't going to take care of everything. We have to be able to take care of some stuff. And once we do that, it opens up a door for us. And we need to, I want to say this here, you can be God-given. This is the message I'm saying now. The more you give, he's going to give back. I'm praying tonight for every letter, every telephone call. Now, come back to the video. How I'm going to do in 2022. You're going to do good because you're going to put God ahead of things. Whatever you need, God got what you need. Every day the clothes, you open up. This is the $1 trillion flow night. What we're talking about? We're talking about if you give to God, shake down, press together, it's running over. I want to give you the key to success. But I want to tell you, when you close your hand, don't nothing come in, don't nothing go out. You can be God-given. There's an old gospel song they sang, no matter how you try, you can't be God-given tonight. The more you give, he's going to give back to you. He's going to give you health and wealth. He's going to give you a sound mind. He's going to give you joy out of pain. He's going to make things all right for you tonight. Whatever you might be, God is able to raise you up, man. Raise you up, woman. It looks like it's gone out of control. But I want to say tonight, God is in control. And whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. All you got to do, you have not, because you ask not. So you begin to ask God what you want. And when you ask God what you want, he's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to say to you tonight, you that in the $1 trillion flow hour, you got that job, you're doing pretty good, but I want to share with you, it's time for you to go in your own business. It's time for you to say, I'm going to make something for me. See, Ford started, he didn't have nothing. He met a black guy, and the black guy was making cars. He showed Ford, Henry Ford, how to do it. That's how Ford come about. So what I'm telling you, if you reach out for the God to bless you, he can bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to say this, Dr. King said all the time, that we can never be what we ought to be until we come together. We have to come together to stop fighting. And we are the children of the world. And we got to learn to give to each other and to love each other. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. what I'm saying to you tonight, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, God can bless you financially. You might say, Bishop, I can't make it. The new car, the home, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. I want you to send for the financial covenant, and Master Musa will work for you. One lady called me. She got the letter. She got her beauty shop up and running in the middle of all this was going on. And she's a bishop, and I had people coming. Now, she was a little scared because of this new out. And I told her, just wait and get it together. I want to tell you tonight, some of you traveling for Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. And the season is for you to love and for you to understand God. And the season is for you to be blessed. I'm praying for your finance tonight. I'm praying, for 20 will open up a new venture, a new business for you. And I want to tell you, Helen called me. Helen, I want to tell you, your restaurant is going to work. But I want to tell you, you're going to have a little problem. But God's going to see you through the storm. And I want to say this tonight for you. I want you to claim your financial wealth. I want you to claim what God's going to give you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't let nobody tell you that God ain't blessing, but God's going to bless you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. And every door that closed, he's going to open up. I just want to say that tonight. Some of you say, well, Bishop, I'm saying tonight, this government is rich. And if they want to, they can give money to everybody. They send money all over the world to every European country and their hands and everything. All I'm saying, give us some of it. Give the citizens of the world in America. But we don't need to have homeless people. We don't need to have people have nowhere to sleep. We don't need to have people that fought in Vietnam and Korea and come back and can't see a doctor or dentist or can't get a place to stay because of greed, because a few people are trillionaires and they ain't bringing nothing back to the needed. And I think that's what I like Master Musa about. He fed people. He went into cities and made people rich. I ain't seen nobody do that yet here. And he was a black man. I want you to get ready. If you got a need tonight of going into next year, I want you to plant that seed. And I want God to tell you that I need to plant a seed for my children. I need to plant a seed for my new home. I need to plant a seed for what I want. If you got a need, you plant a seed. And God gonna bless you. See, what a woman didn't have nothing but one whole cake. The prophet came by, and she said, I'm going to eat this and die. He's not getting to me. She obeyed him and gave it to him. She fed the whole neighborhood. She became a plowhouse. And let me tell you something. You can become a plowhouse, too, if you just give. And you give not being jealous. You give because because God has blessed you. His people right now ain't got nowhere to sleep. His people ain't got nothing to eat. God bless you with a roof over your head. You don't want to help nobody. And what I'm saying, when you talk about Christmas, Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's about helping people. It's not about no Santa Claus, as y'all think. It ain't about that. People being helped. It's about doors open up. That's what it's about. Y'all aware? It's about Santa Claus. No. It's about people reaching out. I want to tell you, God made that Wonder Woman a supply house. Now, if you seek for a miracle, it's about to happen. I just want you to claim it. Luke 6:38. And you claim Luke 6:38, and you read that. And if you read that, and that's about God giving some money. It's about, if you read it, down, press together, and God going to put a protection around you. And whatever you need, you're going to get it. So you have to understand the need tonight, and God's going to give it to you what you want. And then when you get ready, you have to expect that God Almighty that you're going to plant your seed and you're waiting on the harvest. And I'm going to tell you the harvest didn't come in 21, but the harvest is going to come in 2022 and 23, 24, 25. Long life. God going to touch your body. God going to heal you. I just want somebody to know that God is able right now to touch you. I'm going to pray right now. I'm praying for everything that you need. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father God, so much going on. So much evil out of him. So much hate. So much of witchcraft and warlocks and witches fixing and tying up people. But I plead the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost. I plead the anointing of the Almighty God, the God of the universe, God of everything, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And whatever you need, God got it. God going to give it to you. If you name it and claim it right now, it's some people right now. You want to be free. You want that. You want to pay off the house. You want to be debt free. For you to be debt free in 2022. That when you're debt free, you owe nobody. You can go buy cash for the car, cash for the house, and y'all show you the credit. But God wants you debt free, and you have to turn yourself around. You want to be debt free. You want to be healed, you want to be delivered. God going to do that for you. But you got to ask. Tonight, I want to say to you, I want you to quickly, I want you to get ready for God to bless you. Something you're asking God for, you ain't told me, but I want you to plant that seed that you need. Go to my website, theseedofabraham.com. Maybe you want a business. Maybe you want to rent houses. Maybe you want a trucking company. Maybe you want a nursing home. And maybe you just want to sell clothes. You want a business. You want a restaurant. I dare you. Double dare you. If you say, I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my breakthrough. And I want to prophesy it's going to happen. In 2022, 2023, God will open that door for you. I want you to get ready tonight as we pray for you. You know, and I tell you, trillion flow.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama.
I want to play, you know, so many people gone to sleep. I seen a man say, I got to go get a gun because they're trying to stick me up. It's the evil is out here. There's lots of evil in the land. There's lots of witchcraft and devil and evil. But I'm telling you, God is able to heal. He's a healer. And he is deliverer. And God will bless you right now. I want you to get ready for God to open that door for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I just feel God going to do it for you. You've been saying, Bishop, I need it. God going to do it, and God will open that door for you. Whatever you need, God going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And there's no secret what God going to do for you. I want to tell you, we're going into trillion-dollar flow of people buying homes and cars and people that is hungry, but we want to feed people. We want to clothe people. And I want you to be a part of that. And what you have not, because you have not, begin to ask God what you want. And God will give it to you quick, fast. And somebody will say, Bishop, in a hurry. And I just want to sit there open up your eyes and your mind. Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Psalms 119, east, west, north, and south. Get ready to claim your blessing proclaim what God got for you. This is Brother Sam Cook.
The shadow.
don't give it to God, it ain't going to work. If you don't pray and meditate, God can heal that problem that you got, that sickness you got. The doctor don't know. Right now, we have another virus. But if that what you mean that you got to pray hard. That means the devil is busy, east, west, north, south. I had to hear that song, that whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. And I'm holding fast to the word of God. I'm holding fast that it's going to be all right. I want you to have faith. I want you to walk in faith and say all is well. And I don't care how it looks. God's going to send somebody in your vibration to help you. God's going to send an angel. God's going to send somebody to say, do this, do that. You know, I just want to let you know, don't give up. Because the devil wants you to give up. I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And whatever you need, you might not got what you want, but God's going to give you what you need, when you need it, how you need it. And I want to tell you, in all that way, you might as God. He will tell you the evil diseases left them. God brought special miracles by the hand of Paul. Paul is dead. God bring a special miracle by you. If you speak the word and walk the word, your children can be healed. See, all this stuff that's going on is the working of witchcraft and evil. But if you know that, you begin to pray, and God gonna change it for you anyway. I want you to get ready for God to change it. And God's going to do it for you. Wherever you might be, God's going to do it for you. Quick, fast, and easy. I want you to hold on. God and change your hand. When you hold on to God and change your hand, he's going to do whatever it needs for you. So God's going to do it for you quick, fast, and in the earth. So I claim the healing of the Almighty God and for you tonight. And I want to tell you, Acts chapter 19, verse 11 and 12. I done read that, Bishop. Read it again. Read it again. Make somebody read it again. You need to understand that God's going to carry you to another level. Understand God's going to carry you to another way. He has allowed us to meet together. So that if he allowed us to meet together, things going to work. And, you know, they said the virus coming back up. Well, let it come back up. God is able to run it away. Whatever going on in the world, something is happening. People are not listening. Floods, storms, tornadoes everywhere. Ain't nobody said, wonder what we had tornadoes. Father, open our eyes up that we might see. Now, I want to let you know that the Father, you need to open our eyes up.
Open eyes that we may see to
driving to, we plan to pull down in Kentucky and pull down in Illinois and those that in Arkansas and those that right now are going through the floods and the storm. Somebody ain't got nowhere to sleep, the home gone. You got to understand God has been good. And you fussing and arguing and cussing and shooting. And God is trying to reach out to warn you what's going on. I'm praying for those that lost homes. Tornado that went down to there killed the people. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. But when you deal with racism, white supremacy, people don't love people. You get this. But I want you tonight to begin to love in your heart, begin to pray for God to touch these people that are sick. We got some people that are sick. They are demonic spirits. They're young folks. They're demonic. They don't care about the mama, parents, nothing. They're demonic spirits. And they got a short lifespan, but you got to stay prayerful for God to do something for you. Your schools, shooting in the schools, and all of that. Those people are sick people. And you got to understand, you got to remain to be the doctor and begin to pray and say, and begin when you pray, you ask God, going into 2022, you want a better life. You want things to open up. You don't want this virus to go the rest of your life. God's going to change it. Father God, we come right now. We will be in the spirit, every demonic spirit, every bad thought. We ask you to go in and heal. Somebody need healing. Somebody need raised up. Somebody need to know. You the God of Abraham, the God of you, Alpha and Omega. You the beginning and end. And I decree tonight, somebody being healed. I decree somebody gonna, that door gonna open up. I decree right now. Oh, thank you for the Holy Ghost touching you right now. This is what Dr. King says. Except we come together in America, we're gonna stay divided. Unless America feed the hungry and clothe the naked and give house to them that fought in Vietnam and Korea. So many different but their spirit is on America. Their spirit is on the land of the free and the home of the brave. Black folk that came here and we here. We built Mississippi, Arkansas, and Louisiana. We made cotton king. We made sugar cane king. We made tobacco king. We created the cars and the buildings. Black folks did that. I got to say it. Y'all think when you said black, y'all you think you're intimate. You got to embrace your color. Sometimes don't say that. Don't say black. Don't say black power. Me. Black power is black power. And I want to tell you, out of blackness come everything. You don't have no black, you don't have nothing. But the black man and the black woman is dominant. Mansa Musa was the richest man in the world. Let me say it again, because y'all, he was the richest man, black man, in the world. Ain't nobody come up to him now. He didn't rob, he didn't steal, gave him the riches, and he gave it back to the people. He built colleges and universities. Look him up, Mansa Musa. Google him. Well, you know that you come from a rich history. You come from a history of doctors, lawyers. You come from the history of Egypt, Africa, black folk. And you was here first. And you, your ancestor built all this stuff. But it was taken from you. You don't know. Well, I'm poor. You don't supposed to be poor. You're supposed to be rich. Because you are rich. And they ain't talking about physical thing, about in the spirit. Can't nobody do what you can do, what God give you, man. And you have to understand that. God gave you something special.
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming.
Dr. King was talking about Washington, the congressman, and the Republican and Democrat have to do more for the black man because we are behind. And why are we behind? Because we just brought over, our ancestors brought over. They never did pay us. It never did give us what we want. I'm going to go up with Louis Armstrong.
I see trees of green. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the skies, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, say, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies crying. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I